This is Ted Kennedy. New information on the 1989 murders of the Jesuit priest in El Salvador suggests that higher-ups were involved. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the worst atrocities in El Salvador's brutal civil war was the cold-blooded murder of six Jesuit priests in 1989. Under continuing pressure from the United States, the government of El Salvador convicted two junior officers, a colonel and a lieutenant, for the killings. Now additional evidence has come to light that senior Salvadorian army officials were deeply involved in plotting the crime. The new evidence is contained in a dramatic report by Massachusetts Congressman Joe Moakley, the chairman of a House task force that's been diligently investigating the crime. U.S. action can make all the difference, Al. Join me in urging the Bush administration to keep the pressure on El Salvador to bring these killers to justice. No more cover-ups of higher-ups.
Ted, it's because the Bush administration kept the pressure on El Salvador that the investigation led to a trial and conviction. You can't be serious to even suggest that the United States would tolerate the murders of those Jesuit priests. But I also must say that I find your sense of morality extremely disappointing and selective. When the Sandinista army committed wholesale genocide against the native tribes of Nicaragua, you did not lift a finger. In fact, many Democrats went down to Managua to tell Danny Ortega to keep up his good work. Barbaric. And before you so righteously urge that the U.S. involve itself in another country's murder trial, I only wonder why you don't speak out against the vicious murders taking place on the streets of America every single day. You ought to crack down hard on America's domestic killers before expressing outrage of the problems of faraway El Salvador. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on learning the lesson of AIDS that Magic Johnson wants to teach us. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.